One, two, three, four. Shannon.
Yes, Scott.
Do you remember in the early days of Song Salad how we used to do salad spinner sound effects?
It wasn't even the early days. It was like most of the days until...
the salad days.
Our salad days. Yeah, until, I guess, what, like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
We did.
Whenever we changed our like format up in that big like rebrand of songs.
Rebrand. Yeah.
We stopped doing it and just replaced it with the sound effect that you hear every episode. But yeah, if you're a longtime listener, you remember we used to take suggestions for what the salad spinner should sound like.
Yeah. So that was one way that our listeners were able to participate with us. And we always thought it was really fun to get your suggestions. Unfortunately, it just became very cumbersome.
Cumbersome is the right word for it.
We just like, because the suggestions were like funny and they were good, but then they like started to become almost like improv prompts. And yes. We would just sort of be doing like a skit in the middle of the episode.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. But yeah, so we have a whole bunch of unused salad spinner suggestions from our listeners over the years that have been languishing in our spreadsheet.
Yeah, picture us opening an old tome and blowing the smoke or the dust out of it.
Yeah, exactly. And so for a little bit of bontent, in honor of our 250th episode, we thought that we would finally go through and perform your salad spinner suggestions.
There's a lot.
There is a lot. And I don't know how well we're going to be able to do these.
There's 61. So
oh my God.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's go for it.
Randomized, of course. So number one, from Autumn, the 11 o'clock number in the musical of your life thus far.
See what I mean? This could be a whole episode of Song Salad as a salad spinner.
Let's see. 11 o'clock number is usually like the big like self-discovery or like...
Yeah. I know the thing I want now and I'm going to go after it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or in some musicals, like in Gypsy, for instance, it could be like your mental breakdown number.
Yes. True. True, true, true.
So...
Hmm.
All right, I'm going to do mine.
Okay, I can't think of one.
It's life thus far, right?
Yeah.
So, I think probably one of the biggest events in my life of the last year was, finally getting a vaccine for COVID for this global pandemic we're living in. So my 11 o'clock mm-hmm. number is, I am not throwing away my shot.
You're a loser.
Yep. Do you have one or do you want to move on?
Oh, man. I mean, we can move on. The only one I was going to say, like the title of my 11 o'clock number for this part of my life so far would be called Jigs Up, Work's Not Real.
Yes.
And it would be, Work's Not Real. to quote your wife in one of the most epic things she's ever said. Jigs Up, Work's Not Real.
Yep. I thought you were going to say, gay yeah. Paris.
That's the opening of act two.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah.
Gay Paris.
All right. Moving on. We have a suggestion from Vince which is mouth trumpet assume yacht rock.
I do not understand. mouth trumpet assume yacht rock.
Like, here's what I'm guessing this means is that, like, mouth trumpet, like, in a yacht rock song.
Okay.
So, like,
I think you did it.
Yeah. Moving on. Just, like, kind of chill and vibey.
That was perfect.
Thank you.
It sounded buffetish.
Yeah, that was what I was going for.
Great. JD says, Megan's internal dialogue during an episode recording. Megan being my wife, I assume. I would have to say her internal dialogue is, what is that sound? Most of the time.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Yeah. We have another one from Vince. A golf crowd's reaction to seeing a guy with $1 million hole-in-one contest.
Maybe win
$1 million? Hole-in-one contest? Okay. So golf crowds are known for being just like very tame, right?
Right.
Golf so I claps. Think it would still just be... Yeah, it would still just be like...
And then one guy who doesn't quite get the, you know, etiquette is going, wow!
Great.
And everyone else goes, shh. All right, JD, again, says, a mother cow explaining where milk comes from.
It would just be me.
That's perfect. That's the answer.
Thank you. I'm pretty proud of that one.
These next like four are all JD.
Yeah. People used to send in like just bunches of suggestions in the same email. So that's why we have a lot from the same people. So JD's next one is a 12-word synopsis of a movie you love.
Ooh. Okay.
12 words. Okay.
Let's see. I got mine.
Oh, go for it.
Dinosaurs are gonna eat you, and it's all your fault, stupid scientists.
Perfect.
Thank you. And like that movie is Love Actually.
Yeah, I was gonna say. JD's next one. Porky Pig saying, that's all, folks. Do you have a Porky Pig impression?
You know what? I don't, but I'm going to try anyway.
All right.
Because it's like, that's all, folks.
Hey! That was pretty good.
Maybe a little too much BBD.
Too much BBD. I'm impressed by that. It was good.
Thank you. The next one is the sounds of iced tea being stirred.
Well, I gotcha. I have a little Foley action going on right here.
Your iced tea is just bits of metal.
I thought I could just stir the stuff in this glass cup, but it didn't sound like I thought it would.
It worked. It worked.
Yeah. All right. Next one from JD, Edison hyping himself up to explain electricity.
Wow. Maybe he goes, it's electric.
Great. I was going to say that he gets himself hyped up by looking in the mirror and saying, I am not throwing away my shock. How many Hamilton references can we make during this? Okay.
Claire says.
Claire!
My 2-year-old nephew telling my colleagues at the bar I work at that the drink they poured for me is an underpour. This actually happened. How would a 2-year-old say this?
Yeah, it's probably like... probably just screaming not enough, right? Or more.
Or keep it coming, stingy.
Definitely that. Well done.
Oh, wait, except Claire's 2-year-old nephew is probably Scottish.
Yes, so that makes sense. Oh, boy. Go ahead.
Keep it coming, stingy.
He's... The The 2-year-old turned into an old, like, barmaid.
Exactly. From, like,
keep it coming, Stinger.
Stinger.
Next one from Vince. The reaction of a contestant on Wheel of Fortune who thinks they're going to land on a grand prize spot, but then the wheel barely clicks past the grand prize at the last second. Do you see what I mean? The nuances of human emotion that we are being asked to convey in these things.
Right. With audio only.
Yes.
Tick, 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 fuck. How was that?
Perfect. And Pat Sajak just goes, oh, unlucky. Oh. All right, another one from Vince. The reverse section from Missy Elliott's Work It.
Ooh.
Which, yet.
That was like Porky Pig doing Missy Elliott's Work It. That was good.
Oh, boy. Thank you.
Todd says, put an entire Twinkie in your mouth and then read the genre / topic before you chew or swallow. You got a Twinkie?
Things I do not have with me in my Parisian apartment are, one, a Twinkie.
I don't either.
I don't have an single Twinkie I would know how to find. Water? Perfect. Say a genre. Just so you all know, a lot of water fell out of Scott's mouth and he had to hold his coffee cup up so he didn't dribble everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No idea what genre you said.
I said death metal and Porky Pig.
Oh, okay.
Autumn says, what the American settlers thought the first time they encountered a gator.
Ooh, a spiky dog.
Dumb American maybe, settlers.
Maybe bumpy dog is bumpy dog is
bumpy
better.
Dog.
Yeah, bumpy dog.
Ooh, that's a bumpy dog.
Vince says, your worst fake laugh. Honestly, that's not too far off with how you sometimes laugh, though.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You do one.
Okay.
I'm going to sample that and put it into a song.
Yeah, it was a little rhythmic, huh? Vince says, throw a tantrum. I don't wanna.
Okay. Good.
Moving
done.
On. Yeah.
JD, dad jokes about last week's topic. So we'll go with our episode 250 topic.
Yeah, sure.
Quarters.
Quarter? I hardly knew her.
It's not really a dad joke, is it?
I don't know. It's a dumb joke.
It's a dumb joke. Let's see. Why did the 2 dimes take a nickel out on a date?
I don't know why.
Because they wanted the quarter.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
That was off the dome.
Yeah, that was really impressive. You should submit that to, like, riddles.com or whatever.
Thank you. JD.
JD. The sound of the conductor on the subway delivering your favorite automated or incoherent message.
What's a good subway announcement?
I mean, my favorite subway announcements from the New York City subway are whenever the conductor just, like, gets really fed up with people.
Yeah.
And Because, like, usually, and like, they have, like, you can tell that they have things that they are supposed to say and that they're supposed to, like, stick to the script of what they're supposed to say. But my favorite is whenever you can tell how pissed off they are whenever they're trying to say it. So it'll be like, stand clear of the closing doors, please. And then, like, people will get in the way or their backpacks are sticking out or whatever. And then and then you'll hear the conductor come back on and be like, stand clear of the closing doors, please. They'll just, like, scream it. But they're still saying the thing that they're supposed to say. Yeah. You know?
Ending with the please is the best part.
Please.
Please. Steer clear. Close the door. Please.
Please and thank you.
Another JD. JD's like the MVP of this episode.
I know.
A spectral horse trying to eat a physical apple.
See what I mean?
Like... Everyone knows this sound. We don't need to do it.
What's the sound of disappointment? Because it couldn't eat it, right?
Nabu.
Nabu?
Spectral horse. Yes.
I think it would just be like, I think it would just be like big teeth sounds because it'd be like. And like not able to actually bite it.
But are the teeth physical?
Well, you make a great point. Let's move on.
Well, what's the sound of an apple just sitting there?
Wow. What's the sound of one hand clapping? What's the sound of an apple just sitting there?
Big questions.
We'll never know.
JD again.
Describe the taste of Old Bay seasoning to someone without taste buds.
Hmm. Well, you can't even, like, reference another taste.
Yeah. It's like if static electricity and, yeah, no other tastes. It's like if a battery had a taste. Nope.
Wait, does someone without taste buds smell?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
So I would say it tastes like how Old Bay smells.
That's cheating.
I think I solved the riddle.
I think it tastes like how shocking yourself on a wool blanket feels.
Wow. You think Old Bay is like that zippy of a flavor?
It's not zippy. It's just like kind of caustic, but like mild. Like it doesn't like hurt you, you know?
I would hope not.
Anyway.
This next one is from Josh, your husband?
No, I think it's Josh J.
Oh, hey, I have a salad spinner. Garth and Kat making up a song about salads.
Great.
Okay, so Garth and Kat, SNL, the two people that sing a song at the same time and make it up as they go. Okay.
Yeah. Ready? This will be very difficult over video chat, but we're going to try to do it.
We're going to try.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lettuce and cucumbers dressing splashing down
on the crunchy
salad.
Great. Perfect. Really great. Yeah.
Back to Vince.
Yeah.
Talk like Donald Duck.
Now, you do sort of have a Donald Duck impression, right?
Do I?
I don't know. My brother does. I feel like every...
Should we call him?
If you would like to call Dave, get Dave on the line.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm going to do some test runs over here while you talk.
Okay, great. I don't, my grandfather could do a good Donald Duck, but his Donald Duck was just going.
Right. The sound of Donald Duck that I just made sounded like Donald Duck getting stuck to super glue on a floor. Like.
Yeah. How do you talk like that? Like I can make that noise, but.
That was better.
That was better.
Does he, what does he say? Donald Duck. Does he actually say things?
Yeah, he talks.
Oh, Mickey Mouse.
Nightmare. Oh, my God.
Let's move on.
Do a fake ad for a fake company that would be a stereotypical podcast advertiser. This is from Vince. That's funny. Are you tired of always having... needing a new toothbrush, but you don't have one in the house? Well.
Yes, I am,
Shannon. Let me recommend to you Me Toothbrushes. And it's a monthly subscription toothbrush service that comes with its own mattress, so you don't have to be tired while you wait for your subscription toothbrush refills. That's Me Toothbrushes. Go to metoothbrushes.com and enter the code SALAD at checkout.
You may be wondering why the business is called Me Toothbrushes. Well, for every toothbrush sold, we take down a bad white man in a position of power who has harassed people. That's why they're called Me Toothbrushes.
Oh man, Vince, I hope that did it justice. All right, another one from Vince. The sound of a soda can opening. Sorry. Ooh, good.
Is that
one.
It?
Yeah.
JD again. Bill Clinton excited about a UFO.
I was gonna say something, and then I was like, wait, that's just Owen Wilson.
Yeah, Bill Clinton. And I was Owen gonna Wilson go. Are... a little different.
Yeah, but it's the same, like the slowness, like the slight southern inflection on stuff. Like I was gonna say, like, oh wow,
that's pretty good. Oh wow,
thank you.
Hey,
oh wow.
I could not identify that flying object.
The hand gesture that our listeners can't see was very important, though.
The thumb press, yeah.
Yes, the thumb press.
JD again on a streak here. Recite a childhood nursery rhyme backwards.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, I'm going to cheat.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing in here about not cheating, JD.
Here, let's do Hickory Dickory Dock.
Okay.
Got it. Doc Dickory Hickory, down ran mouse the, one struck clock the up ran mouse the, Doc Dickory Hickory.
There you go.
Pretty good.
Both of these are from JD. You pick which one you want to do. A vegetarian ordering at a barbecue restaurant or Kermit the Frog missing the bus?
I'll do vegetarian ordering at a barbecue restaurant.
Okay.
Hi, what do you have that's vegetarian?
Is that it?
That's exactly what they would do. Or like specifically just, like, are the collard greens vegetarian? And no, we make them with bacon.
Yeah, yep, that's true.
That's kind of it.
Yeah. Kermit the Frog missing the bus.
More impressions.
It's not easy being late. How was that?
That's a good Kermit.
Thank you.
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the
Frog. Oh, fuck the bus.
Oh, fuck. I'm Owen Wilson.
This is like, it's getting very Randy.
Oh, yeah, Randy.
Randy.
I miss
Randy. Randy, who plays the triangle. All right.
Oh, my God. This one's for you, Shannon.
I know.
Nubia says, sing your best loud Kelly Clarkson underneath the tree high note at 2:55. For reference, Kelly Clarkson underneath the tree. Everyone knows this Christmas song.
Everyone knows this Christmas song. Everyone knows how I feel about this Christmas song. All right. It just goes like this. Underneath the tree.
Well done. Back to Megan's internal monologue here. What was that sound?
Yeah, I also think Josh is, my husband is sitting outside of the door talking to a friend of ours on FaceTime, I think. So cool.
Back to JD.
Yeah.
A good thing that happened recently.
Aw. Too bad everything's terrible, huh?
I know. I was going to say, I went to a wedding last night, and it was a really fun wedding, and, one of those weddings where, like, the couple is so clearly, like, meant to be together, and it's just, like, fun and silly and not stuffy, and, you know, one of those really just, like, joyous kind of celebratory weddings. So that was a good thing that happened.
Oh, nice. I finished a portrait today, and I was very excited about it.
Ooh, of who?
Yeah. My friend Maggie, for her birthday.
Cute.
Yeah.
I love it.
I portrayed her as a, like, fantasy pagan priestess.
Oh, pagan priestess.
Yes.
I thought you said pig and priestess.
Fantasy pig and priestess. No. No, that, I mean, look, Maggie would be also very into that.
Yeah.
But it was like a pagan priestess, because nice. That's very much her vibe. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Vince says, volcanoes are Earth's pimples. Changed my mind. All right, Vince, counterpoint. Volcanoes are Earth's buttholes. So.
And Earth is eating spicy.
Yes, she's eating a lot of Thai, and it's her buttholes. JD, the inventor of bubblegum, explaining the concept.
So, you chew it, and you keep chewing it.
Uh-huh, and, you just, and then you, just you keep swallow it.
Nope.
Like food.
Stop right there.
Oh.
Keep chewing it.
How long?
At a certain point, you're going to want to stop chewing it. Because it's not going to taste like anything anymore.
So you'll just know when you'll to stop chewing it?
Yeah.
Is it food?
No.
Wow.
You just chew it.
You just blew my mind, sir. Welcome to the company.
That's the kind of can-do attitude we want around here.
Yeah. Not food, but you chew it? Amazing.
JD, invent the cutest name you can think of for an old-timey pirate.
Mmm. Stabby McBoots.
I was gonna say no beard.
No beard. Aw.
You can't grow
no beard. Yeah. Baby face.
Baby face. Okay. Autumn. This is a long one.
Yeah.
I currently have a mouse invading my house who is only active between 5:30 and 6 a.m., but he is trying his damnedest to open my bottle of sesame oil every morning. Dictate his thought process during this time, because I'm really not sure why he wants it so badly.
Oh, I mean, obviously the mouse is just trying to get his Szechuan food on. Like,
no.
That's the only explanation.
He's like, I gotta make the pad thai.
It's just not the same with olive oil. Look, Asian food is not the same with neutral oils, okay? You need the sesame oil.
Well, maybe the mouse really wants to get into, like, a magical cavern, and the mouse heard that the only way to do it was to open sesame.
Oh, boy.
And now I'm doing finger guns.
Yes, he is. I was gonna try to make up a, like, the mouse equivalent of Ratatouille is, like, mouse
Mouse Sesame.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, what's next?
JD.
Hey, we're like halfway through.
Oh my God, incredible. This is unlistenable, but glad you're all here. JD says, that awkward moment when the cable guy comes to install your internet and you're indecisive about whether or not to make small talk.
Ooh.
Hello?
Here to install your internet.
Oh, great. Yeah, the cable box is right there.
Show me.
It's, yep, just right through here. Mm. It's in the closet right there.
Thanks.
Cool. So I'll be here.
You can stay in here if you want.
Okay. Cool.
Nice apartment.
Oh, thank you. I thought we were done.
Yeah, you're trying to decide whether to make small talk with me, and I'm not making your job
easy. I did already.
You already decided not to?
Yeah, I decided we were done.
I said nice apartment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You can leave now.
You can leave your own apartment now.
The apartment is mine now. I am the captain.
That's how the home invasion went.
Yes. More JDs. Describe your least favorite meal in the most appetizing way you can.
Least favorite meal.
So they're these little morsels that are cold and fresh and briny, and they just are so smooth, and you can serve them with these little, you know, acidic sauces with shallot and lemon and vinegar, and it's just the most refreshing little way to start a meal.
See, you say that as if you've ever actually had oysters as a meal.
I've had one oyster once.
Uh-huh.
And it was terrible.
Yeah. Sesame Street's the count reviewing his income taxes, also from JD.
Go for it.
One, three dependents. What is it called? Discount? No.
Write-off
exception?
Exemption?
I don't remember. Anyway.
The count has three children?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
No, well, I mean, he's, at least that's what he's saying on his taxes. Mm. Maybe he's not being truthful.
Or he could be like, W1, ha, 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 W2, W3, 1099, ha, ha, ha. You think the count gets paid in as an independent contractor?
Yeah, I don't know. Good question. Is he on salary there at Sesame Street? What is his job? Just to count things?
Well, I guess as a count, it's like a appointed governmental position, right?
Oh, I guess that's true. Well, yeah. Not even appointed. He probably just inherited it from his family.
True.
So, really, I mean, he's perpetuating a feudal property system that, boy.
Not great.
I didn't realize we were going to have to cancel the count, you know?
Sponsored by Me Toothbrushes. All right. This next one comes with a YouTube link.
Yes. This is from Dom, who says, Bionic Man sound effect.
I'm going to play it first, I guess, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So it goes like this. That.
Okay. You gonna try it?
Do we need to do it? We just played it.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Moving on. Great.
Vince, if you could have dinner with one person, living or dead, who is not your family, who would it be? It's hard. There's a lot of people.
Wow. Hot take. There's a lot of people.
There are and have been a lot of people.
Yes. I'm trying to think of, like, authors I really admire or, like, historical figures that I think are particularly interesting. Honestly, it would probably be an astronaut of some kind.
Mm.
Like, I would love to talk to, like, someone who has been to space.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
I'm going to say... I feel like I want it to be someone who was from, like, super ancient times. Just to, like, see what things were really like. Because we don't know.
But you wouldn't be able to talk to them.
Well, in this fiction, we have a way to communicate.
I mean, Vince didn't say that, so.
Okay, well then Robin Williams. It was either going to be like Genghis Khan or Robin Williams.
Genghis Khan, do you want to be murdered?
Jeez. I mean, it'd be a good story.
I was How murdered did Scott by Genghis die? Khan.
He had dinner with Genghis Khan and it didn't go well.
Yeah. It did not. The language barrier, they just couldn't overcome it.
And there was a mouse that was trying to cook them pad thai. I don't know. It was strange.
All right. Eric says, an elementary school production of Spring Awakening with child-appropriate lyric changes.
Oh, my God.
This is really funny, actually.
It's the stuff of living.
It's the itch of living.
The itch of living. That's good.
That you could do, instead of totally fucked, it would be totally trucked, and it would be kids playing with trucks.
Totally trucked. Sponsored by Tonka. Okay, JD. The bleating of a goat.
That sounded more like a sheep, actually.
That's all, folks.
You could do the, like, the screaming goats.
Well, speaking of
screams.
Yeah. The next one Vince says, is the Wilhelm scream.
So we talked about the Wilhelm scream. It was a topic of ours on Song Salad, and it's like a sound effect used a lot in the film industry, and you can, like, pick it out because it's very distinctive.
And it goes like this.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Vince says, do your description of a song salad in the way that pilots do their announcements.
Ooh.
This is Captain Scott. Here with Captain Shannon. We're going to be writing you a song, cruising in with a random genre and a random topic. The word from air traffic control says that it's gonna be random and silly.
I can't understand a single thing you just said.
Simply relax. I hope you enjoy your salad.
Perfect. JD, what a hairstylist is thinking when they hear just a little bit shorter.
I would say if I were a hairstylist and someone said just a little bit shorter, I would think, okay, I have no problem with this.
I have no problem with this. You know how I'm often going about my daily life and doing my job thinking, I have no problem with this. I say it all the time when someone's like, "Hey, can you send me that PDF that our boss like circulated to everybody?" And I just am always thinking, I have no problem with this.
I kind of am.
Yeah, I have no problem with it.
No problem with this.
JD says, "Perform an impromptu rap about a book, please." Ooh. In the Middle Earth hobbit town, born and raised in the Shires, where I spent most of my days chilling out, right and relaxing, all cool and all, fishing in the creek with what are their names? Mary and Peregrine and Sam too. When a big old wizard who was up to no good brought a weird ring into the neighborhood. Wait, that wasn't how it worked, was it?
Gandalf
didn't bring the ring.
He was like, "Hey guys, check out this cool ring," and that was the end because they got it. Good job.
I tried. Thank you,
Vince. Any iconic movie quote, but in a heavy Brooklyn accent?
Hey, I just can't quit yous.
Oh my god, that was good. I can't come up with anything else better than that.
Thanks.
JD, Iron Chef contestant, finding out the secret ingredient. Carrots. I have no problem with this.
I have no problem with this. Jicama. I have no problem with this. Nubia says, change a lyric to "Baby, It's Cold Outside" to be more 2018 hashtag Me Too friendly.
Wow, 2018.
Yeah, good Lord.
I really can't stay. Your Uber is on its way.
Great.
And that's at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Autumn, thoughts of a stubborn tree frog who refuses to leave my doorknob. Autumn is living in like a Snow White fantasy land with animals everywhere.
I know. I also love how like Autumn, like all of these are just like taken from Autumn's life.
That's great.
Yeah. Here's what I think. The frog is like, I'm so desperate for a human touch.
So it's going to sit on the doorknob waiting to be grasped?
Yeah. It's just really lonely. Mm.
Sad.
Yeah.
Next one from Autumn also comes from her life experience. The first flight of the magic school bus.
I mean, if it's the first flight, all the kids are just screaming, right?
Miss Frizzle, what the hell? What the hell, Miss Frizzle?
Like, they don't know. They don't know that that's supposed to happen. How terrifying. Buses don't fly.
And Miss Frizzle's just, like, evil laughing in the front. Like,
ha, 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 ha. From JD, Bob Ross's first thoughts in the morning when he wakes up. My life isn't a mistake. It's just a happy accident.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
No, it's not. It's very beautiful. It was his whole thing.
But that means he thinks his life was a mistake.
Yeah, okay.
There's a new Bob Ross documentary on Netflix, and it's worth watching.
You said it was sad, though.
It is sad.
So I was right.
Well, I don't think he thought his life was a mistake, but there were some extenuating circumstances that made his life and subsequently his family's life more difficult.
All right, also from JD, quote a line from a movie. Can the other guess what movie it's from?
Ooh.
I already used up my Brokeback Mountain reference, so.
I would have gotten that one.
Yeah, there's me for movies.
That's it? That's the only movie you know?
The only movie I've ever seen. No, let me think.
Okay, I got one.
Okay, I'll try to guess.
We consider ourselves bicoastal if you consider the Mississippi River one of the coasts.
Oh, is it from Waiting for Guffman?
It is. That is, yes! Fred Willard as Ron Albertson.
Yes. Oh, what an epic movie. If you have not seen Waiting for Guffman, I don't know what you're waiting for, but so it is.
Well, you're waiting for Guffman.
You always waiting for Guffman. From Vince, both sides of a conversation between Gollum and Smeagol.
Oh my God.
The wizard just brought the ring to the hobbit. How dare he? How dare he bring it to the hobbits? I can't believe he just fucking walked in there with it. He just brought it to them.
Very good.
Thank you.
Mine was going to be,
you should never have eliminated the salad spinner.
No, they were terrible. It was good that we got rid of the salad spinner.
Lies.
Your Smeagol sounds like Mr. Bill.
Oh, no, get rid of the salad spinner. Hello.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Vince. What dogs are trying to say to me when they bark while I'm delivering mail to their houses.
Anything for me? Anything for me?
That's what I think whenever I see a mailman.
Yeah, I do get very excited when I see postal workers.
And then, oh, just junk.
From Autumn, speaking of dogs. A sad mastiff who had a bad dream, you yelled at him, and now he just wants to make it up to you.
Aw. This also sounds like something from Autumn's life.
Yes, it definitely does. How do you make a dog whine noise?
That's good.
It's not deep enough for like a mastiff, though. I'm not sure that would work as far as endearing me to that animal.
Yeah.
It was like if a mastiff were also the grape lady who fell while stomping grapes.
Exactly.
Great.
Another Autumn.
Whatever your panic button sounds like. For example, my boss's panic button sounds like him screaming at the top of his lungs for everyone to prepare for any and all storms that are close to our area.
Okay.
My panic situation is probably like no matter what the panic is, the solution is for me to go eat cheese or something. So I think my panic button would just be, cheese! It just tells me what to do whenever something bad happens.
I think, panic, yeah, my panic would also be related to hunger. So it would just be like, eat something!
From Vince, the summer sound of cicadas. Ooh, this was how appropriate. This was a cicada summer. I think it's like, because there's like the constant drone, right? But there's like the fluctuations in it. So it has to be like. Kind of like that?
Yeah. It's also the same sound as a lightsaber.
That's what people don't know about cicadas, is they just have tiny lightsabers. That's how they clear vegetation so fast. Just
I know. That's, you know? Great.
Yeah.
Vince has like the next like three here. Two, yeah. Unique lines of hacker dialogue each. Huh.
Well, the first one is obviously like, I'm in the mainframe.
And then the next line is, can you access the biometrics?
They're trying to lock me out of the system.
I found the MySpace.
Found the MySpace. Very good. Very believable.
Vince again.
Some sort of video game sound effect, whatever that means to you. That just sounds like my dad with a weed whacker.
Yeah, that's the game I'm playing. It's called Weed Dad.
Weed Dad. Dad Whack.
Dad Whack.
My dad would legitimately play that video game if he could just get to whack some weeds all day.
It's Mulch Daddy, the video game.
Mulch Daddy, yes. I was just going to go, whack, whack.
That's good.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of video game noises. Yeah, exactly.
Last Vince one, second to last one total. The suction sound of the suction sound of your shoes as you walk through mud.
And then he has a parenthetical that says maybe too gross, but no, absolutely not, Vince. Not maybe too gross. All right.
Oh my God.
Was that good?
Was that Donald Duck?
It's walking through mud on top of Donald Duck. Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
And lastly.
So this is an interesting one from Nubia. I don't want to listen to the example. I just want to make one up.
Okay.
So here's what she says. I'm really into the Housewives, meaning the Housewives franchise. Don't judge me. My job is hard. I need distractions. No, absolutely no judgment. Judgment-free zone here, Nubia.
Yes.
What would your housewife tagline be? Here are some examples in case you have no idea what I'm talking about. So I think what this is like housewife in the intro sequence, like each woman is like featured in the intro sequence and she says her like little like, I'm a bitch who knows what she wants or like whatever.
Okay. I understand.
And that's why I was like, I don't even want to see the examples. I just want to like make one up off the top of my head. So what would your housewife tagline be if you, Scott, were a housewife?
You got to spend money to make money. And if you don't have money, you got to spend someone else's money. Is that good?
That was really good, actually.
Thank you.
Here's what mine would be. I like being called the B word, boss.
Oh my God. That's awful.
Truly, truly odious. Oh man.
Well, wow.
We did it.
We did it. We did all 61 salad spinners.
Incredible. Hopefully this just makes everyone feel so much better that we don't do this anymore.
Yeah. Can you imagine including these in every episode?
No. I cannot. We did. Look, I didn't realize it was only going to be like 4 or 5 people who had submitted all of these suggestions to us. But if you are those 4 or 5 people, thank you so much for playing with us, in the space, you know. You helped make the show as like silly and weird as it is, and we appreciate you.
We do. These were fun. And
they were.
I do feel a big sense of accomplishment now having done these, because they've been just like looming over us on our spreadsheet for years.
It's truly, truly true. For years, we have looked at these every week when we go to record, and we've never done anything with them. And we wanted to honor your contributions to the podcast, finally.
I hope you feel honored.
Yes.
That it?
I think that's it.
Thanks for the bond tent.
Thank you for the bond tent for recording it. Hopefully that's not too unlistenable.
No, I think it'll be fine.
Okay.
People have come to expect our bond tent to be rambling and incoherent.
One, two,
three. Yeah, that's true. Oh.